contributing as with J.C. LeBron and Seth Griffith?
Yeah, it changes the dynamic of how we roll the lines and the special teams. J.C. Brings a lot of energy to our team, competes every shift. He's moving quick. He brings a lot of speed too. And Seth, he's a veteran player. He can make plays. So it changes a lot.
Post Christmas, you know, obviously we know what happened with your team, and the injuries are still there. But did you notice a change from the outset of today's game that you want to see from your team today?
Well, I think today we were tracking way better, and that's one of the reasons why we created more offense. So tracking, when you lose puck control or puck possession and you come back hard, which is basic hockey, right? But it's more than that. It's the gap from our D in neutral zone and backside pressure, taking away their second and third options. And I think that was much better today than it was before the Christmas break.
Player like Skyler McKenzie, who obviously was coming off of injury, and you moved him up into the top six.
Well, he every time we've played him a bit more, he took advantage of his opportunity. So we decided to give him a chance with different players, and he responded well. So good for him.
38 saves from Eric Comrie today. He was obviously the story of the game. It didn't seem like the Colorado had that much pressure and direct that many shots on your net, but obviously 38 saves. What can you say about your netminder today?
Well, he was really good. I think he was really good at controlling the rebounds. Lots of shots from different angles, but not too many second and third chances after the first one. So I think we played good in front of him, but he was really good at managing those pucks and shots towards him and redirecting those pucks in the corners.
Is there any change for tomorrow, or do you kind of maintain the same game plan as what you saw from today's 60-minute effort?
Oh, we'll study the game tape, and we'll see if we make any adjustments. Obviously, there's always something to work on, so we'll see what we if we make any adjustments.
One Moose Jets-related question. Obviously, with Dustin Byfuglien injured, Jets are going to need to make a recall. Do you anticipate them making a recall today or tomorrow, or will you have the full same roster? And if it is, do you know who it will be?
We have an idea, but nothing is confirmed yet. That's the first thing I did when I came back to the coach's room is to check my text messages, and I didn't receive anything yet. So right now it's status quo.